Entry is free, and there will also be an online silent auction. Please search Laps for Landon 2022 on Facebook for details. With your support, we can help improve the quality of life for all of those who fight this devastating genetic illness. We hope to see you all on Tuesday, April 19th.
KBOE Live and local Laps for Landon is back at ESU. It is 8:26. Good morning on a Friday. Time for What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten every Friday morning here, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50, and our good friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John, Jenny, and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will take great care of you. So we venture to Council Grove and Studio South this morning and say good morning to Phil Totten. Phil, how are you?
John, how are you getting along?
Doing good today, my friend. Doing good. Nice morning out there. A little chilly, but things will be warming up this weekend.
And I'm just happy to report my purple martin houses are still in place. Hasn't this wind been something?
I know. It's time to settle down, isn't it?
Yesterday I was doing propane there at the marina, and a guy came by and he said, "Who do I see that might have a boat that would want to help us rescue a dock that got away?" I sort of looked around and said, "I don't see nobody today." But no, there is a dock floating loose out on Councilville Reservoir that belongs to Memorial White Camp. So if anybody wants to see that, give us a call and we'll get them back in place. They are getting ready for a good camp season, as is Camp Alexander. And next week we'll report on the outdoor adventure camp at Rock Springs for kids. And Ron, last week I reported right at the first of the show that turkey season has started and that some kids had harvested a bird already. And then we did have a good, successful youth hunt here. What's an Outdoors tip of the hat to Brent Conan, his sponsors and organizers that came out and did a youth hunt. They had four kids harvested birds. And what really was a tip of the iceberg for me that was so cool, icing on the cake, if you want to say it, is a grandmother called me and just told me just how good a time her grandson had at that hunt that Brent and the volunteers put on, and that she was so happy that her grandson had an opportunity to go hunting these days. So I'll tell you what, the mentors, the volunteers are doing is really great to get the kids outdoors.
Yeah.
And with that said, I've asked Eric Brown of Pasadena Outdoor Mentors to join us on the show, and Eric has been on the show with us before to tell us about his organization, but he was able to mentor a child last week. So, Eric, good morning, and how did that hunt go?
Good morning, Phil. That hunt went great. We set up on a field where I knew they kind of roosted in that area. Unfortunately, they didn't pitch down into that field. They actually, I got bottom ground field, and they actually pitched up top into the pasture. So we hunted that field for a little while, and then once we realized there was nothing coming, we went ahead and did a quick tour around the property to see if we could spot some turkeys that we could get out and do some calling with. And we saw that they were still in a winter group. Bill, we saw about 100 turkeys. We saw 65 on one side of the road and about another 35 on the other side of the road. And so we went back onto my property, and we got to where we could start calling, and we ended up there was a few toms that stayed back from the group, and we were able to pull those three toms in on a string, and she was able to put a nice shot on that tom. It was a good bird.
Was this her first harvest?
It was. So for this hunt in particular, it's the Kansas Hunting and Fishing Giveaway, and the way we set that up is it has to be a first-time turkey hunter. And we had a bunch of really cool sponsors that helped out, and she got a hand-turned grunt or a hand-turned pot call. She got some decoys. She got all the camo and everything that she really needed. She even got a shotgun. So made for a really, really, really great opportunity for her, and she's set to hunt turkey for the rest of her life.
I tell you, just how exciting was it for her, Eric? Can you put it into words? I know I've been out with kids that caught their first fish or harvested their first bird, and I think I had just as much enjoyment seeing them do that as they actually did. And that's a memory that's going to last a lifetime. So just how excited was she, or can you put that into words?
Well, you know, Phil, when we spotted that big groove, we went ahead and we laid on the fence line between a field that we had and a pasture. The pasture was wide open, so there was all those turkeys. There was probably about 35 in that field, in that pasture. And so when they started going up the hill, you know, in a big group away from us, we were like, well, this might be it. And then all of a sudden, there was, you know, a few toms that had hung back. And we started calling those in, and like I said, they came on a string, but she was lying right on the fence line between, you know, this pasture and field that we had set up. And she, the toms came up, and I was like, they're right there. She's like, where? And she saw them, and she's like, I said, hey, whenever you're ready, go ahead and take your shot. And she took her shot, and man, she took a great shot. The turkey just fell backwards and barely even kicked. But she's like, I didn't think I was going to hit that thing. I was like, why is that? She's like, I was just shaking so bad. You know, she was so excited, and, you know, she had the shakes before the shot. And, but she did everything perfect and, you know, listened. And she said that was probably one of the most fun hunts she's ever been on. So that was pretty exciting.
Has she tried to call, or did you talk to her about calling and just how that method goes?
So I went ahead and I did the calling for that particular hunt, but with that pot call that she won the night before, we had met up and with her and her father, and I kind of gave her a little demonstration on how to do some things on the pot call, and she was working on it, and I think she's going to be practicing quite a bit and getting ready for next season. So, but she's definitely learning, and she's excited about it.
Well, Rick, I know your group does programs all over the state, and one of the things, were there other hunts for kids, turkey hunts going on? And I'm just wondering about turkey numbers that might be, they might be seeing out in Western Kansas or other than around here. You know, I talked with my friends in Missouri, and they say the numbers of turkeys are really down in Missouri, but I have seen some winter flocks around here that had, 30, 40, 50 birds in it. I was just wondering how the other parts of the state are doing.
Well, you know, I've some of the places that we typically send a hunter to, we weren't able to get a hunter out there this year just due to the turkey numbers of whoever the landowner, the land manager was. They said, you know, hey, turkey numbers are kind of down. But, you know, I personally in my area, I mean, they've been they're down from what they used to be because, I mean, it used to be nothing to see 200 birds in a winter flock. But, you know, most of the time it's, you know, like you said, that 50, 60 birds. You know, the other day we saw close to 100 birds, and they were all kind of flocked up together, and I'm not sure what they were, you know, they were still doing all the mating rituals and all that too, so it was kind of weird to see them in a winter flock and being mating mode at the same time. Kind of an odd, I don't think they knew exactly what was going on. All this weird weather's been kind of messing with them in that group.
I was going to say, nor do I. I don't know what's going on, Eric. About the time you think you want to be in flip-flops and shorts, here comes that northerner and snow and everything, too. So
I know.
I can understand
it's ridiculous. We had baseball practice for my son yesterday, and, I mean, it was blowing wind so hard, and, I mean, it was quite chilly out there, and, I don't think we're getting as soon as we get a warm-up, we get a snow or a weird cold spell. It's just kind of odd. I'm ready for, spring and summer to really get here.
Yes, sir. Well, Eric, if you will, please tell us a little more about Passing On Outdoor Mentors and what other activities do you offer kids to get outside?
Yeah, absolutely. So Outdoor Mentors, this is actually our 20th anniversary this year. So
20 years.
Excited about that. Yep. Our president and CEO, Mike Christensen, he started this organization back in 2002, and you know, started out as an organization looking to get mentors through like Big Brothers and Big Sisters. But in the recent years, we've been kind of focusing on, you know, obviously we're still doing that part, but we're also focusing on getting other youth out and through the shooting sports programs. A lot of these high schools have shooting sports athletes through the trap teams, and we've noticed that we did some surveying, and we saw, you know, 80% of them said they hunted, but when you really broke it down, they weren't really going hunting very often. They may go once or twice a year, so we wanted to make sure those kids had opportunities to go out hunting, because when you have a gun and you have hunter ed, it's such an easy way to get those kids out. I mean, hunter ed's a requirement for those kids to shoot on the trap teams. So they get in there, they have their hunter ed, and they already have a gun, so it's kind of an easy transition. But we're doing a lot of work getting those kids out, and with those activities that you asked about, I mean, we're doing all sorts of hunt. We do deer hunts, turkey hunts, upland hunts, waterfowl. We even did a coon hunt behind hounds this past year. So any opportunity that we can get kids outdoors, and this year we're really starting to focus on doing some fishing stuff as well.
Well, mentioning fishing, I know Carl Fessler and the group out of Camp Alexander, they posted their scheduled weekend camps, and I think enrollment for camp is opening up pretty soon. And you do have a fishing activity planned at Camp Alexander on May 15th. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, and how can people get enrolled in that, Eric?
Well, we're doing this event trying to get the local matches from the Big Brother Big Sisters out, and get those kids that may not have the normal opportunity to go out fishing, and get them out there and see what it's all about, and hopefully we foster a love in those children for the outdoors, and, you know, hopefully they continue to pursue these type of opportunities on their own as well. You know, it's like you always said, you know, get outside for a better inside. I really believe in that as well. So, but we're gonna have all the fishing poles, all the bait, and everything for the kids and the matches to get out there and try to catch some fish.
Well, Eric, I really appreciate you being on the show. Keep us in the loop, and I'd love to see those posts you have up on your Kansas Hunting and Fishing Facebook page, and of all the kids that are getting outdoors and harvesting something for their first time. Also, I know sometimes, like with fishing, it's not always catching a fish, it's fishing, but it's the ability to be out there, giving it a try, and enjoying the outdoors, what I think it's all about. So we'll keep
Absolutely.
In touch
it's
with
a,
you. And,
yep, thank you, Phil, for having me. I really appreciate it.
All righty, guy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Ron.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Yeah, good interview there, Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors. Phil, Studio North this morning from Council Grove Lake on What's In Outdoors. Stick around. Phil is back with more after this.
It's time to get growing, and there's lots of work to do, but it sure is easier if you've got the right stuff. Bluestem has everything you need for the yard and garden, and a bunch of it's on sale right now. Names you know like Ortho, Fertilome, Earthway, and Ace. Whatever you need to grow it or keep it from growing, Bluestem's probably got it, on sale through April 23rd. Check out the Get Ready for Spring Flyer at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE Live and Local, you are tuned in to What's In Outdoors. KVOE Live and Local brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Also, you can hop on KVOE.com and click on that community tab and scroll down to the What's In Outdoors page. Phil always has all kinds of great information, photos and such. From Council Grove Lake this morning, Phil, it will be warming up this weekend, Phil. I'm sure you're okay with that.
I am definitely okay with that, Ron. And with the warmth, there are more and more morel mushroom reports, and the harvest is moving north here at the wildlife area that I have at the back of Studio North. I have harvested mushrooms right here before, so I am looking forward to getting some of those. And I do, you know, urge people to get a good guidebook and to know what you harvest.
Yeah.
And get the right one. But they are really good. I was thinking about turkey hunts, Ron, and in the past I used to hunt just north of Emporia on a lady's name named Lucy. I can't even remember her last name. It's been many years ago, and I saw a couple of toms, and I was doing the best I could to make an attempt to call them, and they did take notice, but they were staying off my blind. I couldn't understand why they were staying off my blind, and then I looked at the corner of my eye, I saw a coyote, and so then I said, well, that might be something. They might know that coyote's close. So I kept doing a little bit of purring and a little bit of yelping. And lo and behold, this coyote just was right in front of me about 8 feet. And, you know, they got the yellow size on any critter I ever saw from that close. He was looking at me, and he was looking at the decoys, and he knew something wasn't quite right. And I knew something wasn't quite right, him being that close. So I did take my gun off safe, just in case he wanted to make a quick move at me. And when he heard that metallic click, that way, yeah, I was busted, but he knew he had to get out of there. But you know, that coyote went by and took a bite out of one of my decoys on his exit. So anyway, I told that to the lady that let me hunt and the story, and she said, well, did you shoot the coyote, Phil? And I said, well, no, I don't eat coyote. And she said, well, If you don't shoot coyotes, you won't hunt my land no more either. And so, you know, you do need to make a decision as a hunter when you get out there, and you know, especially talk to your landowners, get permission, and see where especially you can hunt on their land. But that's just one experience out in the woods that I'll always remember. And later on, I was able to harvest a nice tom, but I did learn that if you have a blind, and it's like the camo cloth that has holes in it, don't stick the barrel of your shotgun through one of those holes, because if you miss it, everything gets blurry or if the bird moves. But I did that, and when I jumped up, I pulled the blind out of the ground. I was able to free my shotgun and finally get the turkey in. Yes, I am an accomplished turkey hunter, and I've got some experiences to go with it.
Great stories, that's for sure.
But I did judge a field trial last week over around Fort Scott, and I call them the refugees from the field trials. I brought some raised-release birds home, and I set them out in the wild space area, and I let them go off and on. And if I was going to shoot them, I would need to get what you'd call a controlled shooting area permit, or let the Wildlife and Parks know that I had those birds. And I release them, and they're known to come back once they know the areas. There's just a system us bird dog trainers use to recall birds. And it was really nice to see a couple of the quail down by my bird feeder this morning taking use of the bird seed that fell on the ground. And when I lived up on Loma Vista, I brought birds home from these trials and played with them there. And, of course, they had the I-35 right away. And in the time that I've done that, I do know that I raised two clutches of quail, and they showed back up in the yards with the little ones. So I got my fingers crossed that I can have some young quail come up through the wild space area this year.
Yeah,
I did notice that. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Phil.
Okay. I did notice that Wildlife and Parks is going to have a carp survey this year, and I will have that, try to get word up on that on our page. That they got a survey going. They want to know to determine the angler's behavior and opinions regarding recreational fishing for carp. Of course, you know, I have seen stories, especially over in Europe and England, that is a big sport. And like here, we have crappie tournaments, catfish tournaments, and bass tournaments. They have carp tournaments over there. And anybody that has ever done battle with a carp, they know how much of a fierce fighter it is. But a fellow by the name of Nick Kramer with Wildlife and Parks, he's a fisheries biologist, and his number is 785-246-4514, has a survey out, and we'll get that link up on our outdoors page. Just want to know what the thought of about managing carp in Kansas are. So I'd like to talk to some of the listeners about what they think about carp. I do know that as a kid, we used to eat a lot of them. That was before we found out there were better fish. But I do know that you can prepare them in such a way that they are good to eat. I used to smoke them, and I've had people eat them hands over fist before I told them it was carp. Ron, have you ever caught a carp?
I've never caught a carp. I've never eaten a carp. I'm carpless, Phil.
I'll tell you, I would rather keep them off my pole, but sometimes when the fishing isn't doing very good, when anything you get to pull that pole would be fun.
So
no, they are fun to fish with.
So anything new on the purple martin front out there?
Yes, you know, last week when we started the show, I reported that I hadn't had any, and then about the last 2 minutes when we were on air, a male showed up. And then it was about Monday, I had a male and a female show up, and then this wind started. I don't know, they might be, see, it's been a westward wind, so they'll probably back in Missouri somewhere where this wind's blowing. But I have been talking with Roger Wales, and he has 14 now. So they will be coming. It's just going to take time. And like Eric Brown said, this weather has really been something. When you're trying to get a feeling for catching fish, you know, we think about temperature and we think about a pattern to fish. And I do know the white bass have been up in the river over at Hartford when they had some riffles over there. They used to really, really string them there. So white bass are up in the river. But, of course, when you have the temperatures fluctuate like they have, it's just hard to say what might go on. But you just got to get out there and give it a try. I haven't got my wood duck houses up that I want to get up. I'm really, the waves have been so high, I don't know where I would have walked to protect myself. But and I haven't seen the wood ducks up in the cottonwood trees like I have in the years before. But I did go out and get the mail the other day, and that takes me right back by through the where my area is. I have bluebird houses, and I'm happy to report I do have 4 little bluebird eggs in the nest.
Okay.
Up there.
Yeah.
So nature is going on. Well, let's go to that last break, Ron, and we'll finish up with some new things on our schedule.
All righty. Sounds good, Phil. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. Back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Oh, come on.
Tired of being frustrated when your string trimmer line breaks? Then stop by Bluestem Farm and Ranch and meet the Ego Power Plus Power Load battery-powered 56-volt string trimmer. The world's first string trimmer with Line IQ technology. It monitors and feeds line for a continuous 15-inch cutting swath for non-stop trimming, no bump needed. Just insert the line and push a button to wind and get back to work in seconds. Stop by Bluestem Farm and Ranch today and check out the Ego Power Plus String Trimmer.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local. It is 8:49, 38 degrees. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten, studio at North Council Grove. And just looking at your list of upcoming activities for just the next couple of weeks, Phil, it sounds like and it looks like things are really rolling now that spring is here.
All right. So I'll be going to the final field trial that I'll be judging anyway. It's Sterling on Sunday, and I just marveled at the bird dogs out there. And I got a little Myrn here at my feet now. She's 11 and a half, and I reported earlier that she had a tore ACL. And, of course, with her age and wondering about an operation. But I've pretty well had her on a leash for the last several months, and I'm happy to report that she is walking on all 4 legs.
Good.
I won't take the chance of letting her go out and run and be at her own devices anymore, but just in that. But, no, she has survived that for right now. So, but bird dogs, they're just like your kids as you go along, and they're little, and you pet them, and of course, everything, and then you see them mature, and now she's laying here at the comfort of my feet in her little bed.
All right.
But now we're going to have an activity here at Council Grove Marina. It's called Meet and Greet Our Boat Mechanics. And this is where I'm a really believer in the Votex schools, the trade schools. If you see the number of job opportunities out there for people to use their hands, the mechanics are very, very scarce. And so, but we do have a team here at Council Grove Marina that'll work on your boat. And of course, April 17th is Easter. And that's always a big time down here. Like I reported before, I've caught my personal best fish in several species during Easter vacation, but it finally dawned on me that I should write the date down because Easter spans 5 weeks.
Yes, it does, yeah.
We had an instructor certification class there at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center last Saturday, and never had very many people there, but we had a lot of people that was interested, and I was really proud of a young man named Lewis, 12 years old. He come out to become certified, and Quinn Patterson was there with 4-H Extension, so hopefully we can be doing some fishing programs through 4-H. And then on April 23rd, we'll be having Earth Day out at the Outreach Center, and that way I'll be able to spread word, too, about all the other programs that we have going on across the state. But no real catches of fish being reported. It's really been too windy for people to be out on the waters here, so maybe next week we'll have a little bit more reporting. By then, maybe Phil can get a pole out in the water. This west wind just isn't the right wind for me to be fishing where I fish, and of course, as much as them waves were up on that lake yesterday, I wouldn't want to be out on a lake in a boat. So that ought about do it for this segment, Ron, and we will be back next Friday.
All right, looking forward to it, Phil. You have safe travels here this weekend, okay?
All righty, guy. Take care.
All right, always good to talk to Phil Totten, and listen in to What's In Outdoors on KVOE every Friday morning right here. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew out there will take great care of you on East 12th near the Water Tower. And by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem Farm and Ranch does not have it, you know it's probably not around. That's how that works. What's In Outdoors? Log on to KVOE.com, click on that community tab, top of the homepage, and find the What's In Outdoors webpage every week, Friday morning, right here. What's In Outdoors? KVOE Live in Local 853. Good morning.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tested positive for COVID-19 Thursday, and her office says she's not experiencing